You can find out more about the church by visiting meritassembly.com. If you have prayer requests or praise reports, please email us at meritassembly@hotmail.com. We would love to stand in faith with you. Now, here with today's Refresh broadcast is Pastor Bob Arthurs.
And good day to you, Brevard County. Thank you for tuning into the Refresh radio program right here on 91.5 FM WMIE, Today's Modern Worship. As always, we want to thank you for making us part of your day. Here not too long ago, there was a Facebook reminder that popped up on my screen, and it had to do with a time of prayer that I was having. And during that time of prayer, God I felt directed me to contact my superintendent, who's over the Assembly of God churches here in the peninsula part of Florida, and said, I want you to have him to pray for your preaching. And so whenever God tells me to do something like that, I figure there's a reason for it. And I didn't know what the reason was. And so I contacted him, and then about this time 7 years ago, we crossed paths, and he was getting ready to start a very important meeting. He saw me, motioned me up there, and he said, "Do you still want me to pray for your preaching?" And I said, "Yes, I do." And so before he ever started the meeting, he prayed for my preaching. And, you know, he'd been very encouraging. He said, "Well, you don't need me to pray for your preaching. You're already a fine preacher." And I said, "Look, I'm just putting out there what God told me to do. And, you know, as a result of that, I want to be obedient." And so he prayed for me. That was 7 years ago, in the month of May. And in October, someone from WMIE contacted me for the rest of May, the rest of June, or all of June, all of July, all of August, all of September, and most of October. Really had no clue what that act was all about until there was a person from the radio station that said, "We'd like you to come and do the morning radio program." And so we prayed about it, felt like it was the Lord's direction. And it didn't take too long for me to realize, you know what? There was a reason why God was wanting me to ask my superintendent to bless and, you know, ask God to bless and anoint my preaching. And that was because I was getting ready to do more proclaiming of the word of God than I've ever done before in my life. And so, That popped up on my Facebook, and it's like, oh yes, I remember that very well, and I'm very thankful. So if the Lord encourages you to do something, I pray that you will follow through, that you will be obedient in that, even if you don't understand why. The why will come at a later time, but I will tell you that obedience is something that's very important. I do want to take just a moment today to say thank you to the folks at Jits Concrete. 321-536-5804, 321-536-5804. They had a birthday recently over there, and so I called, and they answered the phone, the answering machine says Jits, and so that's how you know that you have got a hold of them. If you do not succeed in getting a real live living person at the time, that's probably because it is a hands-on company. It's a small company. They do great work. They've been around for decades, but you know, they're not afraid to get down in there and get their clothes dirty, their shoes dirty, and all that. They got the boots and all of that sort of stuff, so they can handle smaller jobs, big jobs. If you want, give them a call. They will come out, take a look at what you've got, and see if they can see if y'all can work together on that project. Phone number there is 5804, 321-536-5804. So we look forward to that. As I'm sitting here and I'm looking at the date on the calendar, as I come in this morning, it dawns on me, man, May is going to be over on Friday. And then that means Saturday is the start of hurricane season. So that's something that was like, oh, man, time is really flying by. So I encourage you to get to making this your best year ever and your most productive year ever. And don't wait till tomorrow. Go ahead and start today. We do want to invite you out to our Sunday services. Sunday morning at 10:30 this week, we have a special guest with us. Richard Stimson is going to be preaching the word and a special gathering choir. There are dozens of churches in Brevard County that support them. They're a ministry, and it's a pretty unique ministry right here in Brevard County, ministering to people with special needs. And I would encourage you, if you want to hear people who sing and worship the Lord with all their heart, come and be a part of what Special Gathering is going to bring. That'll be Sunday morning at 10:30 at Merit Assembly of God. You won't want to miss that. So let's turn to the scriptures today, shall we? We're looking at this leadership of God, and today we're going to look at a couple of different passages that have to do with us and other believers. I hope that you got to spend some time with family and friends over Mother's Day and then Memorial Day and then come Father's Day. But I want you to realize that the church is not a building. I mean, there is a church building, but the church is bigger in scope than just a building. It's bigger than just a local congregation. It's bigger than just a single denomination. I know that there are some denominations that think that they're the only ones that are going to heaven. I want you to understand that the body of Christ is bigger than what people might think it is. And so that's one of the reasons why we like to encourage our congregation to go to women's conferences and men's conferences and youth conventions and youth camp is so that they get to see a bigger picture of what the body of Christ looks like. It is a diversity of languages, of cultures, of skin tone, preferences, and so when we come together, we have a greater understanding of what the body of Christ is going to look like when we get to heaven. And so today we're going to begin in 1 Thessalonians chapter 3. 1 Thessalonians chapter 3. I'm going to begin reading in verse number 11. It says, "Now may our God and Father himself and our Lord Jesus Christ direct our way to you. And may the Lord make you increase and abound in love to one another and to all, just as we do to you, so that he may establish your hearts blameless in holiness before our God and Father at the coming of our Lord Jesus Christ with all his saints." So we have talked about some of these different leadership terms, you know, that he would lead us, guide us, that he would direct us. And this word here is direct, and that word has the meaning of to straighten fully. To straighten fully. I don't know if you've ever had something and you thought it was straight only when you put it, that when you tried to use it. I'm primarily thinking of a piece of lumber right now. You go and it looks like it's straight when you just hold it in your hands, but when you go to put it into place, all of a sudden you see that sometimes it bows in one direction or a different direction. Sometimes it bows in all sorts of different directions and looks more like a snake than it does something that is supposed to be straight. Don't really know how that happens, but I have a feeling it has something to do with the drying process and the elements that it's exposed to. And there's a scripture that says, can that which is crooked be made straight? And I want you to know that the answer to that question is with God, yes. It absolutely can. And so if you've ever had something that was crooked that was straightened, you want to make sure that it stays straight. And so, you know, we call the path that Jesus puts us on the straight and narrow pathway. The path to destruction is broad. It's well traveled. It's easy to get to. You don't have to show any restraint. You just go with the flow and you end up right there. But Paul said, I'm looking for a different leadership in my life. I'm not looking for a perverse or a crooked. I'm not looking for something that's out of alignment with God. I'm looking for God to direct me to a straight course that is going to lead to the desired destination. So in order for me to get to the church from my house, if I was traveling on a as the crow flies, if I was just able to travel, it would probably be less than 2 miles to get to my house. It would be less than 2 miles. But because I cannot do that direct route, I've got to take a corrected route, since I cannot walk on water. It takes me 3 miles. If I go a different direction, it takes me 3.2 miles. When we're talking about our relationship with God and the plans that he has for us, I want to use the most direct route possible. I want it there to be a lesser amount of wandering than I've ever had in my life. And so Paul here, when he writes the Thessalonians, and every time in 1 Thessalonians, he's always talking about the coming of the Lord Jesus Christ in every chapter. He says, now may our God and Father himself, our Lord Jesus Christ, direct our way to you. What I want to share with you today is that God wants to direct us. He wants to lead us into fellowship with one another. Paul, even though he traveled extensively, he wasn't, you know, coming here, you know, and there's an old line that evangelists used to say, I blow in, blow up, and blow out. You know, that wasn't what Paul did. He would come in, he would minister, he would establish a church, and then he would go on and he would move to another location after that church was established, and then he'd move on to another location. But he always stayed in contact with those churches, and he built those relationships. He would do follow-up, he would check on them, and he said, you know what? I'm praying that our Father will enable my path to intersect with your path. Once again, he says, I'm praying that we will get to have fellowship with one another, because fellowship is mutually beneficial. It's mutually beneficial. And so he goes on and he says, and may the Lord make you increase and abound in love to one another and to all, just as we do to you. And this word make to increase and abound in love means to superabound. To superabound. I looked it up, and there's a couple of different words, and both of them mean to superabound. We'll talk about one of the other areas in a future broadcast. But you know, a lot of people are just looking to get by, and God is looking for us to superabound. A lot of people want to settle in the area of love. Then that's specifically what is being talked about, superabounding here. He says that you may increase and abound in love to one another and to all, just as we do to you. So what he was saying is God has already made it that the way that we operate in our lives to where we superabound in love. Wouldn't it be phenomenal? Now, if the church in America in 2019 was known for superabounding in love, and I will tell you this, we superabound in love a lot more than what people will give credit for. A lot of people who are looking for an excuse want to overlook the wonderful things that the church accomplishes and they want to focus on a few blips, a few blemishes, and all of that. Listen, I'm not here to focus on blemishes. I don't want to ignore them, but I want to find that common ground that is going to cause people to say, "By this shall all men know that we are the Lord's disciples. We have love one for another." And one of the things that happens is because we have different perspectives, sometimes we have different doctrinal points of view. Sometimes people have done some things that made others scratch their heads. And I will tell you, when the send happened over in Orlando, I believe that was back in February. My goodness. I believe it was back in February. If it wasn't February, it was March. And immediately after that happened, there were people who began to lash out at other people or at people who had participated in that event, which was an international gathering of believers from across the theological spectrum. And people began to lash out at people because they had had fellowship with those who had different points of view. And I will tell you this. I want my doctrine to be as pure as it can possibly be. I want my lifestyle to match my doctrine. I want my doctrine to line up with the Word of God. But if a person has asked Jesus to forgive them of their sins, I'll tell you, I can have some level of fellowship with them, and there needs to be a degree of love that is increasing more and more into the point of superabundance. I've had a missionary that tell me, he says, the denominational divide that exists in America says if you are on the mission field, it's not nearly as intense over on the on foreign soil, because there you realize you're in a spiritual firefight. And as a result of that, you need everybody that's on the same team. You need all the Christians, because you feel very isolated there, and you realize that you're in spiritual warfare and you want to have fellowship with everybody. So I want to encourage you today, as you're preparing to move into June here, that if you're not abounding in love, that you ask God to set you straight. You know, take out the kinks in the road to where that you will be known for the increasing love that you have for one another. And it also says in verse number 13, so that he may establish your hearts blameless in holiness before our God and Father at the coming of our Lord Jesus Christ with all his saints. This word establish here tells us the purpose of that increasing. Okay? We need to increase in love and abound in love to one another so that our hearts are established blameless in holiness before God. That's the purpose. When we come together, all of a sudden, there's going to be some things that happen, some things that come to, that manifest. And you know, you might see some things in my life to say, you know what, have you tried surrendering that to Jesus? And I could point to some things and say, you know, I used to have this in my life, and God said, you know what, would you give that to me? And I said, yes, I will. And my life has been better since. When we come together, it causes us to see some things that take place in our heart. This word establish means to turn resolutely in a certain direction. To turn resolutely in a certain direction. And I pray that all of us would have our hearts resolved to be moving in the direction of being blameless and being holy in the sight of God. Because when a lot of times we want to think, well, it's not really important if I deal with these issues now. After all, when Jesus comes back, in the twinkling of an eye, bam, everything's going to be made perfect. What about all of the wonderful opportunities that are missed between then and now? What about the people that we are going to be ministering to? There shouldn't be any excuse for us to not deal with the issues that we have in our life. We can't afford to delay the correction. I remember when I was in school that someone said that if the trajectory, now this was a long time ago, that if the trajectory of a rocket, this was before space shuttles, is when I was in school, just in case you were wondering, if the trajectory of a rocket that was going to the moon was off just a little bit, 1 degree, that by the time the distance had been factored in, it would miss the moon entirely just because it was off one little bit. And yet, if when that rocket first gets off the ground, if there was a course correction that was made that might have involved inches, the destination would have struck its mark. The longer that you and I procrastinate God establishing us in our relationships with one another, in our relationship with God the Father, in our relationship with the Lord Jesus Christ, establishing us blameless, righteous, and holy, so that we can be presented as a bride without spot or wrinkle, the more drastic the difference is, the distance is going to be. It's going to take a lot more course correction. So I always encourage, make those course corrections as early as possible, because they really are not as severe that way. And like I said, there are people who will greatly appreciate that, because they will see a better representation of what the body of Christ is supposed to be. Now, along these same lines, that God wants to lead us into fellowship with one another, direct our paths, you know, take out the detours and get us to a direct path. In 2 Thessalonians chapter 3, verse number 5, it says, "Now may the Lord direct your hearts into the love of God and into the patience of Christ." So here he's writing to the same church just one letter later, and he's still saying, "May the Lord direct your hearts into the love of God and into the patience of Christ." And so it's not just about getting my feet to go where they're supposed to go and my hands doing what my hands are supposed to do and my mouth speaking the words that it is supposed to speak. Paul was writing and he says, "I'm praying that the Lord leads your heart, your innermost being, your desires, the driving forces in your life, so that it's not just because you are having to do something, you're all in, you're fully invested with your heart." And I don't know if you've ever watched a sporting event and an announcer will say, "It looks to me like the team has quit on the coach," or "It looks like the other team has broken their will." But Paul was praying for the people of Thessalonica, and he's saying, "I'm praying that God will direct your hearts into the love of God and into the patience of Christ." And that word is a combination word. I've had people that called me patient. I've had people tell me that I'm impatient. And so there are times that I manifest patience, and there's times that, there are people who are looking for a better manifestation of that. But here's the thing. If I go into some place and it's really busy, then I'm going to understand I'm going to be pretty patient. If I go into some place and it is, you know, the employees and my wife and I, and we can't get anybody to wait on us, that sort of stuff just causes me growing opportunities in the area of patience, shall we say. This word patience here, it means patient endurance. Okay, and so it's not just that you are waiting for someone to say the doctor will see you now. You know that there are some things that you are going through. There's a couple of passages in Revelation where it says this calls for the patient endurance of the saints. It's a perseverance. It says, I know that God has directed me in this. I know that this pleases God. And even though it's a difficult path, I'm confident that God is going to see me through. And so, I call it the gift of stubborn. Instead of being stubborn against the things of God, let's be stubborn for the things of God. Let's persevere. Let's not be willing to throw in the towel just because we hit a little bit of opposition or a little bit of frustration. We need to say, you know what? I know what God has said. I know what he has promised. I believe that he is going to fulfill those promises because he has never failed me yet. And so he says, now may the Lord direct your hearts into the love of God and into the patience of Christ. I tell you, you and I are going to need patient endurance if we're going to have fellowship with one another. Where Paul was talking in 1 Thessalonians chapter 3, if you're going to be in fellowship with someone else, you're going to need patience and endurance. You're going to need God to make things straight there because they're not going to do it in the time frame that you thought they should. They may not even do it in the way that you thought that they should. But when you're in fellowship with other believers, when you've been redeemed by the blood of the Lamb, you say, you know what? I am so thankful that Jesus forgave me of my sins, and I'm so thankful that Jesus forgave them of their sins, and we are better together because we have been forgiven by the blood of Jesus Christ. Because God so loved us that he didn't want us to see us separated from himself or from one another. Some of you may be going through a real trying thing right now with a relationship. I want to encourage you, don't throw in the towel. Allow God to direct your heart into fellowship. Allow your love for one another to superabound, and may God give you the patient endurance you need to get through victoriously. God bless you. We'll see you tomorrow right here on the Refresh Radio program.
Thank you for tuning in today to Refresh with Pastor Bob Arthurs. Refresh is brought to you by the church family of Merritt Assembly of God in Merritt Island, Florida. If you do not have a church home, we invite you to visit with us this Sunday. We have Sunday school at 9:30 a.m. and worship at 10:30 a.m. We are located at 165 North Grove Street on Merritt Island. You can discover more about the church through our website, MerrittAssembly.com. Email us any prayer needs and testimonies to MerrittAssembly@hotmail.com. We invite you to tune in Monday through Friday on WMIE 91.5 at 8:30 a.m. and 5 o'clock p.m. and WWBC 1510 at 10:30 a.m. Remember, Proverbs 11:25, he who refreshes others will himself be refreshed. Lifting up my